Each week on the hit show Out of the Fog, spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic, lights up your day with spiritual conversation, enlightening guests, and on-air readings that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, light workers, spiritual visionaries, and more. Whether she's interviewing someone well-known or unknown, Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity keep the atmosphere positive and generous. Want an on-air reading? Tune in to hear Karen take your calls and deliver the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Now here's your host, Karen Hager.
Hello, and welcome to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. And each week at this time, we gather for spiritual conversation and enlightening guests. I want to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. I want to get you moving from stuck to unstuck, out of fear, and into love. On today's show, my guest is internationally acclaimed medium and clairvoyant Lisa Williams. We'll be talking about her book, The Survival of the Soul, and much more. And Lisa will be taking your calls for questions about mediumship and the afterlife. Now, we're not doing readings today, so I ask you to please respect that, but your questions are very welcome. And Lisa is giving away a copy of her book, Survival of the Soul, to one lucky caller. Will it be you? The number to call is 1-800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. Lisa will be joining us in just a minute. But first, the heart of my work, the heart of what I do, the reason that I'm here, is to provide compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive guidance for people who find themselves in transition or who are feeling stuck, people who feel like they've lost their connection with Source, with their own inner guidance. If you would like to set up a private session with me, it would be my pleasure to help you move forward for your highest and best good. You can get information about what to expect in a reading with me at fogcitypsychic.com. Now, the next Out of the Fog Salon is this Saturday, November 19th. Yay! I look forward to this all month. That's the online gallery reading where everyone gets a reading, and we have a blast in the process. We'll gather on Saturday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, and we start with a guided meditation to ground the group and raise our vibration, and then I go around and do a short reading for everybody who is on the call. Now, because I read for everyone, I have to keep the group quite small, and this event really fills up fast every month. Registration is $22, and you can get details at fogcitypsychic.com. Oh, would you like to win a free seat in Saturday's salon? Well, good, because I'm going to give one away right now. You know I like to give stuff away, and I try to do it in a silly and fun way. So I'm going to ask a fun question that lets you exercise a little bit of intuitive muscle, and you email me the answer, okay? I'm going to pick the winner from among the correct responses. My email address is Karen, K-A-R-E-N, at fogcitypsychic.com. You ready for the question? Okay, so concentrate now. I do this show from my office, and I'm sitting at my desk, and right above the desk are some built-in shelves. And on one of the shelves is a post-it note with a quote from a well-known spiritual teacher and author. It's something that she said to me when I met her a couple of years ago that just blew me away, and I keep that little post-it note sitting so that I can see it when I'm working. That's whether I'm reading or I'm on the air. I'll tell you what the quote is next week. But here's your question. Who is the spiritual teacher who rocked my world and whose quote I put up on my shelf here so I can see it? Who's the spiritual teacher? It's a living female, and she's written a number of books on intuition. When you get a hit on who that is, please email me, Karen at fogcitypsychic.com. I will choose the lucky winner tomorrow morning, and I'll let them know they've won via email. Now, everybody who enters, I'll send you guys a copy of my article, which is 5 Steps to a Great Psychic Reading, and I'll put you on the list for the not-so-monthly newsletter, so you'll know. Well, it's not so monthly because I don't get around to doing it every month, but that way you'll know when the next salon is coming up and also what's happening on the radio show. please don't enter if you've won a free seat in the salon before. And please don't enter if you're not available for the online gallery reading this Saturday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Good luck. And now, Lisa Williams is known and loved around the world as a medium and clairvoyant with the amazing ability to communicate with those who've passed on to the other side. Born in England, Lisa was discovered by Merv Griffin and introduced to audiences through two seasons of her own hit show, Lisa Williams, Life Among the Dead, along with Voices from the Other Side and Lisa Williams Live. All of these shows are now airing around the world. Lisa's the author of the book, Life Among the Dead and Survival of the Soul, which is what we're going to be talking about today. She's been on Oprah, Good Morning America, Larry King Live, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. She performs in front of large live audiences worldwide. She hosts her own weekly radio show on blogtalkradio.com, and she blogs regularly about her life and spiritual teachings on her website, LisaWilliams.com. Lisa's a trained Reiki and crystal healer also, and she lives in Southern California with her son, her partner, and their four dogs. Count them, four dogs. Lisa, welcome to Out of the Fog.
Hi, thank you. And yes, four dogs. It's a lot. They're a lot of work.
Yeah. I'm just imagining the scampering and the fur and the...
Oh, my God. Yeah. You know what? Actually, they're not so bad. Thankfully, we have two that don't... We have three that don't really molt. One of them is a little bit hairy, but, you know, he's a lovable, lovable one. So, you know, you don't mind that.
Well, dogs are wonderful because they give you that unconditional love, you know, and you kind of always know where you stand with a dog.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something that, you know, it's so important. You know, you do get that unconditional love, and it's just, you know, they're just amazing creatures. So for me, it's like there's no question.
Yeah, no, they're wonderful companions and friends. I have your book here, The Survival of the Soul, and I recommend this book highly to people who are interested in getting Lisa's take on what happens when we pass and what is it like as we're making that transition and begin our healing in the afterlife. Lisa, what inspired you to write this book?
Well, quite frankly, my clients. I had so many people over the years actually constantly say to me, so what happens when we die? What are they doing all day? What's it like in the afterlife? And I thought, okay. So I went around and I started looking for books on this subject, and I couldn't really find one. I could find various different types, but they were very heavy, and they were very, you know, it just, you know, some of them were religious. And I just thought, why can't we just have maybe a handbook or kind of something simple that people can pick up and go, I get it.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, maybe I just got to write it. So that's where it came from.
Well, and it seems like a lot of it was kind of channeled or brought into your consciousness by your spirit guide, right?
Mm-hmm. I decided to, this book took many different forms initially, and it started off with me going, okay, I'm going to write about what happens when we die. Start off with, of course, my near-death experience, which is, you know, is there. And I thought, you know, I've got to do this another way. And that's when I was literally sitting in Australia, which I'm heading back to, but I was sitting in Australia and started to type. And I started to get this entity come to me. And I thought, wow, this is a really unique way of writing a book. So I channeled most of the information. And then I wrote around that information to try to help people understand it in our terms. And there's a lot of channeled information from spirit here.
And that is information about what happens when our soul leaves our body. But as you mentioned for just a minute ago, you had your own near-death experience.
Yes, I did. It happened, oh, geez, it happened maybe, I'm trying to think now, 8 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I was, maybe 7 years ago, but I was very much I was in hospital actually, and I'd just been admitted, and I had an infection, and basically the pain was so intense. I knew. I was like, please just take me. It was just too much. And I, whether you say I lost consciousness, whether you say, I don't know, that I went into the light, but trust me, I did. I felt myself floating out of my body. And I saw the white light. I experienced this whole energy. I experienced my loved ones. I mean, loved ones that they were in front of me. I could touch them. And it was just an incredible experience, and nothing that should be, you know, anyone should be scared about or anything like that. But it was just an amazing experience for me. And that changed my view as well on the afterlife.
And one of the things that I like about the book is that it doesn't have a lot of dogma around it. It is not. It's very inclusive of all kinds of spiritual points of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if your sense is that no matter what your kind of traditional religious outlook is when you pass, do we all go through that same white light?
You know, it is. Interesting that you should bring this up, because I really put a chapter three, which is based on religion and spirituality. And the one thing, as I was researching this book, and the one thing that I realized, through no matter what religion we are attached to or we follow, there is always this belief that life continues. And so I explored this with my spirit guides to find out, you know, a little bit more about it. And I do feel that we all go through that white light. We all have that, I don't know whether you want to call it an epiphany or whatever, but we all go through that no matter what religion you are. And so I think that was really important for me to cover this, to help people understand that religion and spirituality can go hand in hand, and that we all go to the same place, and there isn't one sort of religion or one thing that we have to follow.
Right. And that experience of transformative love is there for us no matter what state we're in as we come to it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Absolutely.
We're about to go into a short break. When we come back, Lisa Williams and I will continue our conversation. We'll talk about what happens after we go through the white light. Lisa's got a very interesting way of teaching about sort of the different areas, the departments kind of the afterlife, and we'll talk about that. And we'll also be taking your calls for questions. No readings now, just questions. If you'd like to call in, the number is 800-930-2819. You're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, and we'll be right back.
Each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today. There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. for when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
Hi, I'm Paul Bland. Did you know there is only one truly perfect food protein produced by nature? It can bring dramatic results to your health, your appearance, and overall performance. Introducing Action Whey. No other protein supplement on the market has been able to achieve the incredible health benefits of Action Whey while still achieving a taste that is better than a malt shop shake. Action Whey, for the way nature intended. Visit seaandearth.com. That's seaandearth.com for more information.
If you like reading personal development books and would appreciate receiving additional guidance from the author, this unique gift is for you. When you purchase the book, In Search of the Miraculous, Healing into Consciousness, and the No Yes Active Meditation CD, you can register for a free teleclass with Eliza Matadalian, which will give you an opportunity to ask your questions and receive personal guidance on how to find your inner joy and live your life more fully. Visit healingintoconsciousness.com for details.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm the Dancing Queen. Oh, no, wait. No, I'm not. I'm Karen Hager, also known as the Fog City Psychic. My guest is medium, clairvoyant, and author Lisa Williams, and we're talking about her new book, The Survival of the Soul. You can find out about that book. You can read her blog, which is awesome. There's a ton of great stuff on her website, and that is lisawilliams.com. Lisa, welcome back. Are you enjoying the music?
I am, and you know what? I am very much a dancing queen. I love it.
Oh, do you really? You know, I'm too inhibited, you know, so I can't. I look like one of those, you know, when the really shy person starts to dance and it's just embarrassing, that's how I dance. So it's.
Oh, bless you. Oh, no. Holly and I are big dancers. We love it.
That's good. That shows. I mean, it takes a real generosity of spirit and kind of that not having to worry about what other people think when they see you.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
absolutely.
Still. Absolutely. Kind of, well, there'll be more dancing. Chris picks great music. So we do have a caller with a question, and let's go ahead and bring her on the air. Beth is calling from Montana. Hello, Beth, you're on Out of the Fog with Lisa Williams and Karen Hager.
Oh, I am so thrilled to be able to talk with both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you for coming.
The question that I have, how do you know whether you've really gotten kind of a visitation from someone? My father passed 3 weeks ago today,
mm-hmm.
and 2 days after he passed, it was my birthday. And I think I dreamt that he sang happy birthday to me. And I just
okay.
wondered if I could get any validation on that or
okay,
if it was
so here's
the dream.
Okay, so here's the rule of thumb, and you know, it's a good question, so I'm glad that you've asked it. A lot of people have these visitations, and I'm going to call them visitations. They think that they're dreaming and it's just this, you know, their mind's going off. But actually, you are having a visitation, and I'll tell you the reason why. I bet you had this dream just as you were either falling asleep or waking up. Would that be correct?
Yeah, I think when I was waking up, it was on my birthday.
Let me explain, okay? So what happens is when we wake up, And when we fall in asleep, we go through what is like a meditative state. And it's a state that every medium, every psychic tries to get into when we are given readings. And so we get into this state, and it's where we're very in touch with our own self, our soul, our spirituality. And we raise our vibrations, and we raise our vibrations up into the spirit world, or close to the veil that we can. And what actually happens is the spirits then lower their vibrations, and we meet in the middle. And so you have actually had a visitation from your father, and he was wishing you happy birthday. But our own conscious mind doubts it, and it's very normal for that to happen. We do naturally doubt these things because it's like, oh, really? Is that really happening? And so what you have to do is really believe that it's actually happened. And by believing, you will start to, it will help you. It really will help you understand that your father has come back. And even though he's only been passed a short period of time, that's actually when they're closer to the earth plane, and they're more strong, in a way stronger, and they can come through and just say, you know what, hey, happy birthday, and by the way, I'm okay. So it sounds to me like you had a visitation.
Wonderful.
Oh, I hope so. I mean, that was great. This is work that I would like to be able to do at some point. I really would love to be able to help people do what you do at some point. So I thought that was a visitation, but I wasn't sure. I wasn't sure if it was wishful thinking.
Thank you very much for calling the show. Many, many blessings to you, Beth.
Thank you. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lisa. Bye-bye.
You're
bye.
Welcome. One of the things that you do say in your book, Lisa, is that after we pass and that we're beginning the healing process, we do kind of come back to the earth plane to see what's going on, and as part of our own healing process, to be part of the kind of the aftermath of our passing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, it's almost as though they have to come back anyway. It's part of their growth, their learning, their understanding. And so they come back, one, to actually let us know, look, I'm okay, don't worry about me, you know, hey, everything's fine. And the other thing is they, for their own healing, they have to see how, how people are responding to them. You know, it's part of their own learning. It's like, that's when the truth comes out, and it's like, wow, and oh my gosh, I didn't realize I was that loved, or I didn't realize I wasn't that liked, or whatever it was. And so it is part of their own journey as well for them to come back and really experience their own passing. And that kind of also helps the soul just solidify or clarify, look, okay, I'm not coming back to the earth plane.
Mm-hmm.
Not yet, anyway.
Because the process seems to be a gradual stepping away from the ties that we had on the earth plane, and kind of shedding some of the connections that we had, so that we can move on and do the work that we have to do to then move on to whatever the next stage of our journey is going to be.
Absolutely, yes. Absolutely.
Right. Now, you have a really interesting way of talking about it. I know you call it the department store analogy. I think of it as like little boxes, right? And we go from one to the other. Can you say a little bit about that department store way of talking about what happens when we pass? I may have to cut you off in about 3 minutes when we go to break.
No, that's fine. I can talk very quick. I actually have always used this analogy, and the reason is because I'm a big shopper. I love shopping. And so we can all relate to a department store. We can all relate to the fact that the goods have to come in, they have to be checked in, then they go, you know, into storage, and then they go up to the shelves, and they then get picked up, and then they go off on their own little journey. And so I imagine that the souls all go into a loading bay, they're all checked in, and then they then get shipped into like the viewing room, and they watch their lives, and then they get transported up to their different departments. They're given their life contract. They're given, you know, things that they have to achieve while they're in the spirit world, lessons that they should have learned and that they're now going to learn in the spirit world. And that's them going up into the little departments and then also helping others. And there's, I always imagine there's this one elevator that everyone kind of jumps in saying, hey, I'm just going to pop down to the earth plane. I'm just going to jump in the elevator in the middle. And it takes them back down. So that's how I envisage the department store analogy. And I think it helps people realize, oh, yeah, you know, now I understand it.
Right. Well, and the idea of time is quite different there, too, isn't it?
Very, very different. I mean, there is no element of time over there. There is just, you really can't have that feeling of what do they do all day, you know. Well, there isn't a day. There is no day. There is no night. It is what it is. And everything goes so quick. It's like bang, 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 bang. So what actually is maybe a week to us is probably feels like an hour to them, or, you know, minutes to them. And so that's, it's very, very different. Very, very different.
When the souls are going through this process of healing and of gradual kind of separation, and it feels to me almost like a clearing of all the things that only pertain to that particular time on the earth plane, are they, I know they go back at least once, are they allowed to kind of go back to the earth plane whenever they want to?
You know, absolutely. And I think during the first, you know, for us in our conscious mind, our own 3 years, they tend to come forwards and backwards as much as they wish. You'll find within the first year you'll have regular visitations from your loved ones because they want to assure you that you're that they're okay. And then they're kind of like, oh, they're fine, they're doing well, they're fine. So that's when they sit back and go, okay, I haven't got to worry too much about them. And so from that moment, it's, you know, it's great. They haven't got to concern themselves, you know, and so that's when they don't come back as often. So, but they can come back as often as they would like to. And we have to remember is that we're not holding them back, even if we're saying, oh, Dad, I need some help, or whoever it is. You're not holding them back at all. You know, they're there to help you. They want to help you, and that's part of their role.
And that helping you can come in many different forms. There are visitations and dreams, as our caller was saying. And I know sometimes that our loved ones who've passed leave little signs for us, right? Little tokens. I'm thinking of the dollar bills and...
Yeah, you know, they do. They leave signs. So you might have heard from pennies from heaven, you know, look at the date. The date will relate. You might see, hear music. You might see butterflies. You might have words that will just come to you. Someone may come by you and have your mum's perfume, whatever it may be. And so these are the signs that they come forward just to say, hey, by the way, I'm here still. So there's no escaping them. They are watching your every move.
But in a good way, in a good way.
In a good way.
Completely loving way. I'm Karen Hager. You're listening to Out of the Fog. And after the break, we will open the phone so that you can ask Lisa a question about survival of the soul or the afterlife or anything else. Now, no readings today, and I appreciate that you guys are respecting that. If you've got something you'd like to ask Lisa, and if you'd like to see if Lisa will award you a copy of Survival of the Soul, call 1-800-930-2819, and we will bring you on the air. This is Out of the Fog, and we'll be back right after this.
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner. But she always knows her place. She's got style, she's got grace. She's a winner. She's a lady.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
There has been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella will bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Mona Lisa, Mona Lisa, men have named you. You're so like the lady with a mystic smile.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm Karen Hager, the lady with the mystic smile. A mystic smile doesn't get you very far on radio, but I have a mystic smile nonetheless. My guest is internationally acclaimed clairvoyant and medium, Lisa Williams, and we're talking about her new book, which is The Survival of the Soul. You can find out more about that book, and you can find out more about Lisa and her work at lisawilliams.com. So, Lisa, we were talking a little bit about the kind of the stages that a soul goes through after it passes from this plane. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about the life review stage. That has always seemed to me like kind of the scariest part.
Yeah. You know, I can understand why, because quite literally you have to review your life that you have led on the earth plane. And some people haven't always led the right sort of life, you know, and so we have to really review it. And I didn't know what it was until my spirit guide told me about it. And it kind of starts off with Josiah talking about, you know, you're given your life contract, and then you're going into the healing room, then you're conducting this life review. And it's basically you're witnessing the important events of your last life, so the life that you're leading now. And you have to experience everything that you have created for other people. So if you have created you know, a lot of hurt in someone's life, you have to experience the hurt that somebody else you've caused. Mm. And you have to go through this And actually, it's amazing. And it is incredible. In fact, do you mind if I just read a little bit of what my spirit guide says about this?
Yes, please do.
Okay. It just says, upon the arrival, you'll be seated in the middle of a circle and surrounded by members of your team. Now, your team is normally your spirit guides, your loved ones, the helpers that are on the other side, who hold hands and project their energy towards you. It's a beautiful sight. Imagine yourself in the center of such a gathering with all your souls and helpers from all your lifetimes focused on healing with their spiritual energy. And it is, you're not alone. Even though you have to go through this, you have all these people here sharing their love, sharing their energy with you. And so you're never alone. But you do have to review your life and you have to say, okay, I shouldn't have done that. Or, wow, I could have done this different. Or, this is amazing. And, you know, wow, I didn't realize somebody thought that of me. And so it is an incredible little thing that you have to go through. But it's also a little bit scary.
And it seems to me like it shifts your perspective from that very personal, I'm me inside my body, I see through my own eyes, to that much bigger perspective, that kind of more all-encompassing perspective that you have when you're no longer in your body.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is, when you're out of your body, when you're out of this physical being, because the physical being prevents us from feeling so much in a way, but our soul, when our soul is free, oh my gosh, it's like this incredible energy. It's like this freeing, this energy. You feel everything. You really, really do. And so you feel it with more intensity. It's very, very intense. And so, you know, you let go of the ego. There is no ego. It's our consciousness that creates the ego. And so it can be quite an interesting time, but it's also, you know, like I said, it can be have an impact on us, and it will shift our thought process completely.
And for people who pass who are imbalanced in their mind or imbalanced emotionally, mm-hmm. Is that process, I get the feeling from reading the book that it is, although it is a difficult process, that you're always supported, you're always loved, you're always known through that process. Mm-hmm. It how is that process either of seeing, living, you know, doing the life review or of going through the healing, how is that different for people with mental illness or other imbalances?
Well, the mental imbalances, and the mental illness, what we have to realize is it's not that soul's fault. It's not that soul's something that they've created. In a way, it is, because we have chosen our life path, and we have come into the earth plane knowing what we're going to create and what we're going to do. But and so, therefore, we have chosen to come through with a mental imbalance or, you know, problems or whatever it might be, for a reason, because it might be part of their last incarnation's life lesson that they have to redo or something like that. But what we have to understand is that if it was part of your soul contract, if it was part of your life contract and you had to go through this, then you're never going to be punished for it. Because there was a lesson to be learned. There was a lesson for someone else to learn. There was a lesson for you to learn, or there was a lesson for in a larger scale. But what happens is when we go through this, it's like the body isn't there. The body is no longer. So that's when we have all those imbalances, you know, the chemicals and everything else, our brain. And so therefore the soul is free. The soul is completely free. And it's like, okay, I'm pure again. I'm back to being that purity. And so they see it. It's like, okay, now I see. So they don't carry that over with them. They really don't. But I think there's a lot more of an understanding to it.
Mm-hmm. And with that freedom, can you decide not to come back? And
you
and
can.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I interrupted you. Yes,
no,
you
no,
can.
No.
You can decide whether or not you want to come back, but it's totally your decision. a lot of people will say, okay, I didn't really get to fulfill my dream, or I didn't get to fulfill my destiny, or I didn't get to feel, I don't know, I wanted to achieve this, and this is something that I need to work on. And so therefore, they do come back. They want to come back, and they want to come back to renew things, or they want to come back to help someone, or they, you know, or they want to come back to rectify a problem. So you can choose to come back, or you can choose to stay there. There is no time limit on how long it takes for you to be in spirit. You don't have to be in spirit for 100 years before you come back. It's not the case.
Mm-hmm. And people sometimes make contracts that allow them to come back together. There's a wonderful story in your book about people who came back and then had made a contract to pass together at the same time.
Yes, you can. And I've seen it so many times where people are just absolute, you know, match made in heaven, soulmates, twin flames, whatever you want to call it. There's many words for it. And they made a contract to actually come back to do their work, or to come together, and then they passed. I mean, there's two stories. One was a couple in New Zealand. Well, in fact, they weren't New Zealand, but they went to New Zealand. And they had retired. They both retired at the same time. They'd had these wonderful children. And all she wanted to do was sit on this one beach and watch the sunset. And it was her long life dream. They had this bucket list, and I don't believe in bucket lists, because I'm like, as soon as you get to the end of it, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm going to die. but they had this bucket list, and on the bucket list was the final thing, actually, was going to this beach in New Zealand and watching the sunset. And she'd watched they'd watched the sunset, had a beautiful night, recorded it, had a photograph of it and everything else. And they had a car accident. I believe it was a car accident, but they died on the way home. And but two of them, and it was like, wow. And then another story is when a friend of mine lost her very good friend in a car accident. But these two people, it was her friend and her new boyfriend. Her and her new boyfriend had come together, and they were absolute in love. You know, my friend said, oh my God, you couldn't imagine two people just in love. And they both passed in a car accident. And it was quite interesting, because one of them was trying to make a decision on whether they should move to New York or stay in L.A. And it was like the decision was made. No, I'm sorry, you made a contract, and here you are, you're going together. And it was amazing. And that helps the family. That really does help the family when you hear that.
Yes. And that it was in a happy way.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Yeah. Even though I'm sure that their passing did leave distress and sorrow behind them, it was done in a way that had a kind of a completeness to it.
Completely, yes.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. Now, I know that you believe that we all know when we are going to pass, that there are different kind of windows for that. But you said that many of us choose not to kind of consciously know that information, right?
Yeah, I mean, do you want to know? I mean,
no, thank you. No.
Exactly. You know, the thing is, we hold so much information in our soul. And I think this is one of the, I did a show actually on Blog Talk Radio today on meditation. And I think this is the reason why a lot of people don't want to meditate, is because they find out so much stuff about themselves, about their life, about everything. And there is so much that we hold within us, in our knowledge, in our psyche, in our subconscious, our soul, whatever you want to call it, that we have the information that we need. So no matter what happens, our life is predestined. And so every piece of information we know before we've come here, and including our death. And so therefore, if we tap into that knowledge, if we want that knowledge, if we, you know, can get to grips with that knowledge, we can find out so much. And yes, we all know when we're going to pass. And this is why a lot of people start making wills. They start doing their housekeeping, as they say, and they start putting their money in order. They start writing letters. They start making amends. And it's amazing how, even though you don't consciously are aware of it, your subconscious and your soul is aware of it. And so you start to do things like that. It's quite incredible.
My guest is Lisa Williams, and you're listening to Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. We'll be right back with more after this.
There's been a great awareness brought forth about the power of the mind and thoughts. But what's been left out is the spiritual aspect of manifesting. Awaken to your spiritual power with Oriella. We'll bring you to the awareness and understanding of your spiritual aspect and how to integrate it into your manifesting and everyday life. Oriella will assist you in fully awakening to your spiritual self, your oneness, and show you how to integrate together your spiritual and physical life. For when the spiritual joins with the physical, mental, and emotional, the magic of creating happens and you become a more powerful you. Are you ready to live a more inspired and empowered life and be your more powerful you? Oriella will answer your questions, fire up your soul, and catapult you to your greater awareness. Tune in to Awaken to Your Spiritual Power with Oriella on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit AwakenToYourSpiritualPower.com to awaken to your spiritual power.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
Psychic Dougal Fraser, the queer guy with a third eye, one of the country's most popular psychics, joins Transformation Talk Radio with a call-in advice show that will provide insights and information on creating your best life. You've seen him on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Dancing with the Stars, and so much more. From gurus to gossip, meditation to martinis, the Dougal Fraser Show will both inspire and crack you up with laughter. Tune in every Tuesday at 10. It's the Dougal Fraser Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
Welcome back to Out of the Fog. I'm your host, Karen Hager. My guest is internationally acclaimed clairvoyant and medium, Lisa Williams, and I wanted to announce that we've given away the book. The lucky winner of a copy of Survival of the Soul is Nadine from Rhode Island. And Nadine, I'm going to send your information to Lisa's office, and they will get a book right out to you. So congratulations, Nadine, and thank you for listening to the show. Now, Lisa, you have got about 10,000 amazing things coming up. among them, the fact that you are practically on the plane now headed to Australia, right? So what are you going to do in Australia?
Yeah, you know, we actually leave on Friday, and we are heading to the Gold Coast. My partner Holly and I, we set up an organization called the Bliss Group, which we set it up last year, really to help people make change, really become in touch with who they are, and to live with life with passion, desire, you know, fulfillment. And we are going to do one of the weekends there, which is Living from the Inside Out, the Bliss Weekend in the Gold Coast. And so, yeah, I mean, it's a very, very exciting, It's a new venture for us. And so, yeah, we can't wait. And Charlie's coming with us as well. So that's going to be a lot of fun. The four dogs are going to stay at home. I don't think we can get them, but,
but
everyone else is coming.
It's a very long flight for four dogs.
Yeah, it is.
Now, your son Charlie, who I remember from your first television show, mm-hmm. I think of him as quite little, but I imagine time hasn't stood still for him.
Oh, my gosh. He actually is really, really tall. In fact, Holly says to me, oh, my God, he's exactly, you know, he's almost my height. And he is. He's just a handsome little man, bless him. Cheeky man, but, yeah, he's a sweetheart.
Well, they're cheeky because they feel loved. You know, they feel
yes.
supported and they can be themselves.
That's right.
My oldest son is 11, and we realized that he was going to be very tall when it turned out that his shoes, if you line up our shoes in the family, there's me and my partner and my younger son, his shoes are bigger than mine or my partner's, and he's 11.
Oh, my gosh. So I'm exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm afraid we may have to get a house with a higher ceiling just so he can continue to live with us.
It's so true. It's funny because Charlie needed a pair of trainers. He'd grown out of his trainers, and we were going away, and he's like, Mom, my trainers don't fit. I'm like, now you're choosing the time to tell me. And he just took actually a pair of Holly's shoes, and it was like, oh, my God, we all have the same shoe size at the moment in our house. It's ridiculous.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing how quickly time passes and how, and I think this kind of goes back to what we're talking about spiritual awareness and the idea of living the life we have as we're living it instead mm-hmm. of living ahead of ourselves or behind ourselves. When we watch our kids grow and those changes happen almost when we're not looking.
Oh, absolutely. And we don't realize it. We don't realize how those change happens. It's unbelievable. It really mm-hmm. is.
Part of what you teach in your book, The Survival of the Soul, is some ideas about how people can begin now in their time here in this incarnation to kind of clean up and prepare themselves for greater awareness and an easier integration when they kind of reconnect with spirit. Can you say a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, you know, I believe that it's about how we live our life with purpose and how we really have to be mindful about what we do, and this is all part of what Holly and I talk about. And we have to really live our life with, okay, I'm here for a reason. I have a purpose. I may be an accountant, and maybe I'm not a spiritual being, but hey, I have a purpose, and that purpose may just be helping someone file their taxes or whatever it may be. But we all have to live this life with a purpose and live it to the full. And so we have to be good to each other. We have to really appreciate what we've got and be grateful and all of these things. And, you know, I think what that does is if we treat other people with the way that we want to be treated, when we get into the spirit world and have to go through that life with you, it's so much easier to go, oh, my gosh, I did that, and look at me, and it's a good person, and, wow, I, you know, look at that, and I've created this, and, oh, my God, this is amazing. When you get to that point, it's so much easier for you to go through that life with you. So I think it was important for me in the book to explain that, to realize, you know what, we can work on ourselves here. We can go through the therapy. We can go through journaling. We can purge so much stuff. We can get it out to make our journey into the afterlife so much easier.
Wonderful. And Lisa, you have so many other events coming up, and I see that we're almost out of time. But we can go to your website, lisawilliams.com. Before you go, can you say a little bit about the free healing opportunity that's available on your website?
Yeah, I actually do a free healing. It's actually normally every Tuesday evening where people sign up for healing, and it's just free. It's completely free. You put your name in. You put whatever is troubling you. It could be depression. It could be cancer. It could be I've got a financial loss, whatever it may be. And I actually send healing to everybody on that list. And so no matter whether you put your name on there one time, 20 times, you still get the same healing. So and it just goes out. And I love it. It's something, it's setting an intention. And you're already setting the intention by actually putting your name on the list as well. So I actually get so many emails that go, oh, my God, I put my name on your list and the day after or something like that. It's amazing. It really is. And I love doing it.
Wonderful. Lisa, thank you so much for being on Out of the Fog. Many blessings to you with all the many thousands of things you're undertaking, all the light that you're bringing into the world. Thank you for sharing some with us today.
Oh, thank you. And it's been an absolute pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you. I had fun, too. And that's
why it was great.
Thank you very much, Lisa. That was Lisa Williams. You can find her new book, Survival of the Soul. You can find out about it on her website, lisawilliams.com. It's available on Amazon. It's available on Barnes & Noble. It's available everywhere. That's all the time we have for today's show, but I want to let you know that you can go to fogcitypsychic.com and just begin to randomly click on everything. Go ahead, just click it all. And if you want a free seat in the Saturday Out of the Fog Salon, you want to enter to win, email me the answer to this question. Who is the spiritual teacher? This is a living female spiritual teacher who's written several books about intuition. Who is the spiritual teacher whose quote I have hanging on my desk so that I can see what she said to me and remember it as I am on the air and doing readings? I'll let you know what the quote is next week, but if you'd like a free seat in the salon, email me your answer, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com. Did you know that you can subscribe to this podcast on iTunes? Oh, yes, you can. If you search on Fog City Psychic in the iTunes store, you're in business. You'll get the Tuesday night shows, and you'll get the Wednesday shows, and you will have a cornucopia of radio goodness. I'm going to say that again, cornucopia of radio goodness. you can join us right here on Transformation Talk Radio and the mighty WBLQ next week at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. My guest will be creative living coach Jamie Ridler. We're going to explore how creativity can be the key to awakening and expressing your most authentic self with confidence and with courage. And if you'd like to get spirit-led guidance about your next steps, please don't hesitate to let me know. I offer compassionate, no-nonsense intuitive advice, no woo-woo and no scary stuff, no yelling, just insight and guidance. You can email me, Karen@fogcitypsychic.com, or contact me through the website, and we will set up a time to speak privately. On next Tuesday's show on Blog Talk Radio at 10 p.m. Eastern, my guest will be spiritual teacher and author Lisa Tunney. We're doing a special kind of pre-Thanksgiving show about gratitude. Thank you for listening today. Together we are spreading a little more light in the world, and a little more light is always a good thing. Until next time, I'm wishing you peace.
You've been listening to the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern to spark your spirit and ignite your soul. Visit fogcitypsychic.com today to book your session with Karen and learn about upcoming events and classes. If you've missed any part of this amazing show, go to fogcitypsychic.com for your free download. See you next week.